The idea of terra incognita exerts a powerful pull at this moment. The pandemic has radically disordered our sense of space and place. Whether these months of social distancing were spent hiding inside or seeking uncrowded spots in the open air, they have altered our ideas about where we fit in the world and what strange events may be unfolding far from us. In any year, the discovery of a mysterious monument in the desert would capture the imagination, but the fascination that has greeted the monolith these past few weeks feels significant, the sign of a jolt to the collective unconscious. The monolith is a literal blank screen on whose shimmering surface we connect our terrors, longings, fantasies, crackpot theatres, gallows humour and other dreams and nightmares incubated in the anxious purgatory of 2020. It is too early to know if the homemade monoliths rising in streets and parks around the world are totems of a passing craze or lasting landmarks in the making, but it is surely not a stretch to read symbolic significance in their proliferation at the end of the most dreadful year in living memory, a collective desire to mark a transition, to post figurative headstones commemorating the demise of 2020. Or perhaps the better metaphor comes from the Kubrick movie. The year has turned us earthlings into aliens, wanderers on an unfamiliar planet. Who among us doesn't want to leave this place behind and go hurtling through space-time into a new year? And back to another world.